Hi, my name is Andrew, and welcome to Parking Lots of America. Today, we'll be going to State College, Pennsylvania, to CLC Charter School, and we'll look at their overflow parking lot. The CLC overflow parking lot is very large. It is a place for teachers and staff to park during the day to let the front parking lot open for parents. When the school holds large events, it provides enough parking spaces for everyone. The CLC parking lot is large enough for several buses and vans to park in during pickup and drop-off. It also has several four-square courts and a basketball hoop that students use during recess. The overflow parking lot is located right next to the west side of the school. Sidewalks from the front, back door, and the main street provide a path to the parking lot. It connects to the front parking lot for easy access to either. It is also bordered by the grass field so students can easily get to it during recess. During recess, students can choose to play one of the several games the parking lot provides. In the parking lot, there are 3 4-square courts and a basketball hoop. Students also eat lunch in the parking lot as well as play soccer and football when the athletic field is too muddy. Because the parking lot is so large, it has many components. The parking stops and striping help to guide people into their spaces and keeps the parking lot organized. It has an entrance and exit with crosswalk. In the middle, there are 2 large islands that provide a place for lighting fixtures and shrubbery. The parking lot is also surrounded by trees and bushes for shade. I interviewed Mark, a founder of CLC, to find out more about the history of the parking lot. During the interview, I asked about who maintained the parking lot and some of the possible safety concerns. Was the parking lot originally here when you bought the building? If not, when was it put in?
No, it was here when we bought the building. We've not added any asphalt, really, to the surrounding.
So it's never been repaved or replaced then?
Not since we've been here. It's not been repaved or replaced. I have filled in potholes.
When was the parking lot last repainted?
Oh, 5 years ago.
Are the parking stops all original?
Yeah, the messy parking stops are all original, as if one looks at them, you can tell.
Is the parking lot well lit at night?
That's good enough. It's not perfect. All the lights do work surprisingly, though, I believe.
Who maintains the landscaping?
Oh, who does maintain that landscaping? ProScape, I believe. I think it's ProScape.
Do they also clear the snow, or does someone else do that?
ProScape, the same people that do the landscaping, do the snow removal.
How old are the trees around the parking lot?
All these trees. So the trees, see the trees over there? The trees, when I point, I'm pointing towards the condominiums.
Yeah.
The trees over on that side of the building were all put in place when the condominiums were built, because that was a field. All the other trees around the area that aren't associated with the condominiums have been here since the building, since we purchased it.
Have there ever been any accidents in the parking lot?
That's an interesting question. Other than 2 buses trying to pull into the underhang, there's not been any accidents per se in the parking lot, no. So the parking lot's reasonably actually well built for buses pulling in and out in safety. Yeah.
After examining the parking lot, we determined that many of the parts are in fair to poor condition. It does, however, provide enough parking for everyone, is big enough for buses to turn around in, and has enough space for students to play and eat lunch. Based on the condition of the parking lot and its parts, I give it a grade of C. To improve the grade, CLC should address several of the safety concerns. Some of the safety concerns are the curb, it is broken and is moved from its original place. This can be a tripping hazard for students. Also, the sidewalks are chipped and uneven, which can also be a tripping hazard. Many of the parking stops are broken and have exposed rebar. This is especially dangerous when students are playing around it. The crosswalks are barely visible and hard for drivers to see, which can be dangerous for pedestrians. And like the crosswalk, the striping is barely visible and can create disorganization. The lighting in the parking lot is sufficient, but does not quite illuminate the entire parking lot. The entrance and exit are not clearly labeled, which can make it confusing as well as cause disorganization. Given the condition of the parking lot, several necessary improvements need to be made. That includes several of the broken and damaged parking stops being replaced, the striping and crosswalks be repainted, more permanent signs be placed at the entrance and exits, and parts of the curb be replaced. We also recommend that the sidewalks be repaired, more lights be added, and the bushes be replanted, as well as the parking lot be repaved, which would fix low spots and potholes and improve drainage. We talked to a parent from CLC. She said her biggest concern was the entrance and exit. Neither are clearly labeled, which can be confusing. After talking to a student, they said their only thing they didn't like about the parking lot was the potholes. When students play games, the balls sometimes roll into the potholes and become wet, which can be very uncomfortable. Overall, CLC's parking lot is in good to fair condition. It has many safety concerns, but does complete its purpose. Many parts need immediate attention, such as the broken curbs and parking stops, and many other improvements could be made, such as repaving, but are not necessary. Thank you for listening to Parking Lots of America, and be sure to give us a good review on Apple Podcasts.